It's your old friend Jack. I haven't done one of these in a while, so I have to start out and offer an apology because I promise my dearest Schmata Queen, yes, that wacky queen is still around. I promised her that I would apologize and admit publicly I was wrong about LeBron going back to Cleveland. I didn't think he'd do it. I had good reason to think that he wouldn't, just as I had good reason to say he would leave, which, my dear queen, you might recall, you said he wouldn't, and he did, and I was right. So, call me juvenile for pointing that out. But you were right, he did go back to Cleveland. I don't think that you're gonna find me suddenly agreeing that he's the greatest player ever. It's not going to happen. In large part because I think that if you really want to make an apples to apples comparison, you have to sort of, you don't have to sort of, you have to wait till his career is done and try and compare what he's done over the time of his career to other players. I don't think he's going to match up to Michael Jordan. I don't think he's going to match up against Tim Duncan. Just unlikely. He doesn't have the mental toughness. He doesn't want to win as badly as some of these other guys do, which is a big part of why I don't think he'd win or he'll win in Cleveland without help. He doesn't like to be the guy that has all the pressure, never has. But I will point out, Miss Queen, again, that you and I only have silly disagreements like this about silly things. So that's a good thing. But it does bring up something else that I've thought about quite a bit, because the guys and I have talked about, great sports figures from the past. What would happen if you took the Babe Ruth in 1927, who hit 60 home runs and tore up the league? What would happen if you put him in today's major leagues? And the question is, would he still be great? And it's a legitimate question because the athletes today are bigger and stronger for the most part. They train year-round and they tend to be more athletic. But I do believe that certain players would transcend time, and I think Ruth would be one of those people. It's sort of like the question we've had in the past, and the guys and I, we've talked about what would happen if Will Chamberlain or Bill Russell played today. Well, I'm sure that Russell and Chamberlain would still be dominant forces. You could take Kareem, and he'd still be a dominant force now. Some of these other guys, Bob Cousy, I don't know would he be good? Yeah, I don't think he'd keep up. I just don't. I could be wrong there. So, that's part of the fun of of talking about sports in general. But one of the interesting things about technology today that didn't exist when I was a kid, it's not just that you can use these tremendous special effects, which my son reminds me of, all the time when we watch movies from my era. He'll tell me, "Boy, those special effects just aren't what they are today." And I'll say, "Yeah, I guess you're right." But you can do things now with your computers. You can put together these video games that they have, where you can try and match the players up against each other. So you can take a Michael Jordan in his prime and put him against LeBron. You can take a Babe Ruth in his prime and put him against Clayton Kershaw, what have you. And some of that is fun and it's interesting, but what the computer does not compensate for is the computer doesn't compensate for what human beings come up with on our own, sort of our own creativity and thought and, what we would do. Because people aren't logical. We like to say we're logical, we like to think that we act based upon reason and logic, but you never know. People do stuff all the time that, makes no sense. We all know people who do something that hurts them or just is out of character, and that you can't understand why they would possibly do something because it's so dumb. Or sometimes somebody wins something because they did something out of character. It's illogical for them. Anyhow, that's a whole different discussion. So now I have made my apology. Dear Schmata Queen, you were right. He's back in Cleveland. At least if he signs a contract. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. He's back in Cleveland. I was wrong, you're right. And that's it. More writing to come. So I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.